Muy buenas tardes.
A very good evening, everybody. Distinguished members of the board, excellences, a very good evening. I'd like to begin by thanking those who organised this event and invited us to participate in this roundtable. Currently, investment is being accompanied by a series of elements which, as a permanent representative, I have structured in my role in a series of challenges and cross-cutting themes to allow me to come up with mechanisms which locate Guatemala as an attractive country to attract sustainable foreign direct investment, and at the internal level also contribute to establishing activities which will achieve a sustainable and lasting economic development. Reading the report published by the Experts Committee for Investment, Enterprise and Development of December 2018, which emphasises a number of key elements supporting investment, these include entrepreneurship, technology and innovation, which allow us to identify the areas and the economic pillars which will support a strengthening of investment attraction measures. And I've concluded that it's vital that PPPs will allow us to set up cooperation channels in two ways, strengthening economic environments and also national development. Establishing this type of partnership allows us to achieve the cross-cutting goals established by our governments and also comply with the SDGs, effectively applying the latter. One of the key challenges in terms of the facilitation of sustainable development and investment is the lack of comparable and reliable data in terms of the development of enterprises and the impact of sustainable development around particularly climate change, gender equality, and other critical spheres such as the environment, society, and governance. And in that vein, we urge UNCTAD, and we're grateful to it, for developing and implementing its guide and the basic indicators which have been made available to contribute to the implementation of the sustainable development goals. This is a useful tool to allow enterprises to come up with comparable data in terms of their contribution to the SDGs in line with the indicators and relevant monitoring targets for the SDGs at the national level. And I'd like to share by way of example with you on this issue the case study presented by Guatemala in the last ISAR meeting on the implementation of Goal 12.6, or Target 12.6, referring to supporting large enterprises to adopt sustainable practices, incorporate this type of information into their sustainability reports. The product of that demonstrated that establishing the guide on basic indicators and the presentation of the information and contribution of the towards the implementation of SDGs does facilitate enterprises' work to focus on sustainability strategies and move towards the SDGs from a perspective of entrepreneurship and financing, and this ensures this goes into investment at the highest level. And based on our experience, we think that it's vital that we share the information between Geneva and our capitals, providing avenues and mechanisms allowing us to implement the SDGs and contribute to the investment at the national level. It's absolutely paramount that we have support in the various different levels in our country and ensure innovation, entrepreneurship, and the generation of creative industries. These are all vital nowadays within the investment ecosystem, given that these elements set up new sources of employment, productivity and competitiveness, making the country more competitive in the global environment. With the support of UNCTAD, the Centre for Social Responsibility for Entrepreneurship in Guatemala, CENTRASE, working through three Guatemalan enterprises, participated in this case study, representing industries such as hospitality and mining and energy, and it supported a wide understanding of the methodology that needs to be used in order to gather the appropriate data, measure these, and come up with basic core indicators. Although these studies confirmed that enterprises could provide data for the basic indicators required, it also emphasized that it was necessary to develop capacity further and develop our abilities. in this area. And in this vein, we hope to conclude our capacity building manual, working hand in hand with UNCTAD, and apply this as a guide in order to